Detroit is one step closer to ending its bankruptcy ordeal after reaching a settlement with one of its remaining creditors. Cincora Guarantee, Inc. has withdrawn its objections to the city's restructuring plan in return for a deal worth a fraction of the $200 million the company said it was owed. So deal done. But when Detroit does emerge from bankruptcy, that doesn't mean its revenue problems will be over. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Michigan Radio's Lester Graham ticks off some of the reasons why.
One, it's heavily dependent on a city income tax. If another economic dip is around the corner, that source of revenue would shrink. Two, casino taxes peaked a couple of years ago and are starting to fall. Three, revenue sharing, part of the state's sales tax shared with municipalities, has been cut to Detroit and the other cities across the state. And then there is the property tax. The property tax rate in Detroit is 3.3%, twice the median rate in the state. Tom Gadaris is the executive director of the Grandmont Rosedale Development Corporation. It's a neighborhood nonprofit that buys, restores, and sells homes in Detroit. Gadaris says although it's high, that property tax rate isn't a deterrent to buyers right now.
It's somewhat offset by the fact that the values of the homes are lower than what you'd find in other places. Some people would say that that holds the values of the property down, and there's some truth to that, I think.
For example, the brick and limestone house we're looking at.
Tudor-style home, three bedrooms, bath and a half. The home was a foreclosure. GRDC bought it. It was in not terrible shape, but you know it had been neglected. We thoroughly renovated the home and put it on the market. We had a lot of interest in the home and ended up with four offers, including the offer that we selected was more than what we were asking.
They were asking $130,000. Granite countertops, original refinished oak floors, formal dining room, sunroom, mature trees lining the street, and every house on the block just as nice or nicer. $130,000. Even with the higher property tax rate, right now it's a deal. Next-door neighbor Deborah Gatson says she's really happy the home was fixed up and sold, but she says she knows Detroit's property taxes can be a problem for buyers.
I'm very fortunate. My husband and I have lived in this house over 20 years, so we're grandfathered in under the old real estate tax percentage. But it is a hindrance to people who want to own the nicer homes in the better neighborhoods.
As house prices continue to go up, those tax bills go up. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan knows that could discourage buyers. He says in some areas, homes have been over-assessed and has instructed the city to adjust assessments downward. Lower assessments will mean less money for the city in the short term, but it might attract more buyers. And that could mean more people actually paying property taxes. Almost half of the property owners are not paying real estate taxes in Detroit right now. Tom Gadaris with the GRDC says the city has to figure out how to fix that.
We need to get some understanding of whether that's because they can't afford it or they're choosing not to. And this isn't just residents. This is businesses. This is big companies and small individual homeowners. So a big part of the problem in the city right now is the low tax collection rate.
Collecting what it's owed is a major problem for Detroit, whether it's property taxes, income taxes, water bills, or even state money once promised by the state of Michigan. Detroit is cutting expenditures and finding efficiencies and needs to do more of that, but it also needs to get paid so it can keep those essential services such as fire protection, police, and ambulances. Bankruptcy will likely give Detroit a little wiggle room, but it's not going to solve the city's chronic struggle of pulling in the tax money it's owed and spending it wisely. For Here and Now, I'm Lester Graham in Detroit.